Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up in the next half hour. Let me see. When are we talking to them? We're going to hear from the city. Actually, yeah, we're going to talk to the city now. Do you need a phone number? Yeah, I sent you an email. Tamara's back from her first day back after vacation. She was off on some island, walking in the sand, putting her feet in the ocean. So we got to get back in sync now. We have to get back in sync for sure. But we're going to talk with folks from the city about this whole festival idea. But yes, Tamara did make it a point of saying to me, I did not welcome her back. So welcome back, Tamara. Maybe you can come in later and tell us about your trip. No, she's saying no, seriously. But we're gonna get a response from the city of Pittsburgh. You know, this whole festival thing, and in just a few minutes, I'm also going to open up the phone lines because I want to hear from you guys as well. I know Marty's out here shaking his head. It's like, yeah, you know, these vacations, they come back and. Boy, oh boy. Oh, wait. Marty's going to weigh in on this for me. Yeah.
This is the babysitting, the adult babysitting. You know, she used to give me a month warning on her birthday. Uh-huh. A month warning.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so now she come back vacation. She wants you to play the band to come out and give her a full course meal, right?
Yeah, we probably should have had a cake, but we didn't.
And maybe do a whole segment on
Tamara's back from her vacation.
Here she comes.
Wait.
We're all afraid of her. Don't hit me.
Wait a minute. But Marty, you would have had a band for me.
I probably would have.
See, yeah, and a cake,
yeah,
and
a host of other things.
Because we're all afraid of her. That's the whole thing.
There you go.
And so you know the wrath.
I'm not. Okay?
That's right, right.
I'm not. You're not going to bully me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love her. But as soon as I heard you say that, sister, I lived that mission. Let me just say three words. God bless you and her husband. That man in Florida.
We love her.
The kindest man on earth.
We love her indeed, and I'm glad she's back. Definitely glad she's back. Hey, Brian Katz, City of Pittsburgh Special Events. Sorry, we got diverted there for just a second. Welcome to the show.
How's it going?
Great. How are you?
Doing good.
So, were there some issues with this Soul Food Festival?
No, I wouldn't say there was any issues.
Okay.
It's the same process we would follow with any new event. Where we ask them to attend one of our weekly special event committee meetings so that we can, you know, learn a little bit about the organizer and about what they're proposing to do and work through things a little quicker than you would in phone calls and email.
So it's pretty much you come before the committee and you make the pitch for whatever your event is that you're proposing.
Correct. And like I said, especially for new ones, which this event would have been, so that we can just make sure we understand what's being proposed and that it can be done safely and efficiently.
So initially, I mean, kind of what was floating around here on social media was that this had more to do with the food in Market Square than anything else. But we just spoke with B. Marshall a couple of minutes ago, and he gave us the impression that this was more about making sure all the I's were dotted, T's crossed in terms of security.
Correct. That's pretty much what the main focus on most of our event reviews are, is that, you know, anymore with the state of the world, you know, mass gatherings can be targets, unfortunately. So any mass gatherings or large festivals downtown are going to be looked at a little harder than they may have been in the past. But again, the same way like we have with a new event, you know, so events that have been happening for 30, 40 years, we understand at this point. But when it comes to new events, we like to, again, look down, look at their maps, look at what they're proposing, and make sure that there is proper security in place and things like that to make sure that not only the organizers and the attendees are safe, but, you know, that the general public that comes down doesn't have to worry.
Well, and the realities are these are difficult times. These are different times. I'm sure you probably heard of the Parish Festival out in Scott Township that has been canceled for this week because they received some type of veiled threat. These are just different times. So you guys have to change the hoops that people need to jump through.
Correct. And it's never in the vein of, you know, trying to cancel anything or make people worried. But like you said, it's the times. I mean, it's unfortunate that we have to think like this, but, you know, we do. And we're going to do what we need to make sure that everybody can have a safe and fun time and not have to worry about those things. It's our job to worry about them. And, you know, in the same case with this event, we just wanted to make sure that we fully understood it and that the public safety fully understood it and that the organizers were aware of what we were going to need them to do on their side of things so that we could make sure it was safe and fun for everyone.
And so now, as far as the process goes, the ball's kind of back in their court to volley it back. And yes, this is what we've put in place for our event. Is that a good understanding?
Yeah, just when we receive an event application, we do an initial review of it. And if it's new or large, like I said, we'll invite the organizers in to talk about it. And then, you know, we'll take what we learned today from them and what we might want to see. And we'll huddle up and get back in touch with them. And then we'll work through the planning. And when we get to a point that both sides are comfortable, then we'll issue a permit and the event will go on.
And then it's green lighted. Brian, thanks so much for clarifying that for us today. I think there was a lot of misunderstanding about that. So we appreciate you taking the time out to talk to us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.